not conspiracies, but real world programs developing a breakaway civilization. What is a breakaway civilization? You understand that? It's the key to everything. Standardized total surveillance control grid. The power to spy is the power to control. Human-animal hybrids, we already covered that.
Yep.
Mass farming of humanoid tissue, transhuman endgame.
We covered that.
Multi-layered binary weapon delivery systems. That's one we haven't had.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we'll get into some of that. The thing is 5G behavioral modifications. We hit that. Trojan horse delivery systems, cell phones, vaccines. GMOs have been tested and designed to hurt you. Again, vaccines are real. You can give somebody something that gives them the cure to another disease that they would get, but they're jacking it like a cell phone. They're adding stuff. Your ticket to immortality.
Wait a minute, let's cover that. What do you think is happening with vaccines?
I know.
Okay, tell me what's going on.
I always use this because everyone's heard of it. Everyone heard about 1947 to 1983, and it only came public because the program was exposed in Peru and exposed in West Virginia. But the media picked up because it was white on black. Not all the white people it happened to. I don't care if you're black or white. Injecting over a million people with live syphilis in the name of vaccines. You know about Tuskegee?
I do know about that.
But you only know about Alabama and over 40-something years only injecting blacks. But it happened all the world. Search engine, Hillary Clinton apologizes for syphilis experiments in
Tuskegee.
It wasn't Tuskegee. It was in Peru.
Can I ask you this? Was the Tuskegee, the conventional story that they had syphilis, but they weren't really curing them?
That's a cover. No.
But is that what they say?
No. If you actually read it, they were giving them syphilis.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. But was the conventional explanation of what happened, was that they knew that they had it and they allowed them to
pretend they were treating it? No, that was the first cover story that came out. Okay. Have you heard about...
Here it is right here. U.S. apologizes for Guatemala STD experiments.
Yeah, that's another one.
Can you make that bigger?
They did all the world.
A different one?
Just type Peru in.
Hold on.
Captain Peru, this is what...
Can you make that a little... Go scroll up so I can read it. U.S. government medical researchers intentionally infected hundreds of people in Guatemala, including institutionalized mental patients with gonorrhea and syphilis without their knowledge or permission more than 60 years ago. Jesus Christ.